Hello, beloved, and welcome to this Bible study. We are busy with privileges of believers, and this is already part 11. Absolutely, absolutely amazing. But you know what? We have so many privileges. No wonder the list is so long. So I hope that you will enjoy this Bible study as much as I enjoyed preparing it. Before we do that, though, let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can come to you in Jesus' precious name. Thank you for your love and kindness towards us. Thank you for everything you've done for us. And thank you for your word that teaches us how many privileges we have as your children. I pray that you will open up our hearts to receive, our minds to understand, so that at the end of the day, Father, you may be glorified in and through our lives as we glorify you and praise you for all the privileges that you've given us. So I pray, Father, please enable me as well as your child, your servant, to teach your people, I pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right, let's continue with our Bible study. Now, last week we looked at God being the source of our strength, and we looked at God as our refuge. Now, this week, we start off by looking at the fact that we have the privilege to have God as our shield. Now, we've heard that before. We've heard the fact that David says that God is my shield and my horn of my salvation, you know, that kind of thing. I think we spoke about it in Psalm 18. But in Psalm 15, verse 1, we read the following. In Genesis 15, verse 1, sorry. We read the following. The word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, "Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward." This is just amazing. Listen to this. God was Abraham's exceedingly great reward. Can you see that? It's just absolutely amazing. To Abraham, God was his great, exceedingly great reward. But before that, he says, "I am your shield. Do not be afraid, Abraham." That's what God says to him. "I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward." Now, what happened to Abraham? And I think this is important for us to understand the background. Abraham became afraid of the retaliation of his enemies. Remember, Abraham had quite a few good victories. And all of a sudden, Abraham became afraid. Wow, he had these victories and he knew it was God who gave him the victories. But he became afraid anyway. So God comes to Abraham. He speaks to Abraham in a vision and he says to Abraham, "Do not be afraid, Abraham." Sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes it would be so wonderful to have God speak with a clear voice like he spoke to Abraham. Well, this was in a vision, but God would speak to us and say, "Don't be afraid," especially when it comes to all these things that instill fear in us. Maybe you're afraid of losing your job, or maybe you're afraid of the pandemic, or maybe you're afraid of the children getting hurt. Maybe you're afraid of yourself getting hurt. Maybe you're afraid of losing your ability to do certain things. Maybe you're afraid of losing your home or to lose money or whatever it might be that you're afraid of. Maybe you're afraid of losing your health. Whatever that thing is that you are afraid of, it's amazing how wonderful it would have been if God would do what he did to Abraham, nah? And say to Abraham, "Abraham, do not be afraid. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward." And I've heard people say that, "Wow, I would have loved if God would speak to me in an audible voice, or if God would speak to me the way that he did with the prophets, or like this with Abraham." Beloved, you know what? This is God speaking. This is God's word. Yes, he said it to Abraham. But who was Abraham? Abraham was the father, the patriarch, the father through whom Israel would come, through whom the Messiah would come. And everybody who has faith in the Messiah are children of Abraham. Beloved, we are spiritual children of Abraham. And when God said to Abraham, "Abraham, don't be afraid," it is a promise that he gave to Abraham. He said it to Abraham. And obviously, God always, when he speaks to Abraham, he's speaking to Abraham and his descendants, those who belong to him. Which means when God says this, it is written in his word by the Holy Spirit. You and I can look at this and say, wow, I don't have to be afraid. If God said to Abraham, he doesn't have to be afraid. I don't have to be afraid. If God said to Abraham that he is Abraham's shield, then I don't have to be afraid because God will be my shield. Our enemies are different. I mean, we're not fighting enemies in the same way that Abraham fought the enemies. But beloved, you know what? We have our own enemies. We have enemies that we struggle with every single day. Fears that come our way every single day. And we don't have to bow the knee to our fears. Because we have the God of Abraham as our God. The God who said of Abraham, who said to him, Abraham, you don't have to be afraid. I am your shield. But more than the fact that he's Abraham's shield, he says, I am your exceedingly great reward. Abraham, because he was chosen by God, God became Abraham's reward. Not the fact that he defeated his enemies. Not the fact that he overcame a lot of obstacles in his life. No, God was Abraham's reward. Why? Because God chose Abraham. And I want you to listen very carefully. Abraham didn't choose himself. It was God who said to Abraham, Abraham, leave your country and go to the country that I have chosen for you. And then God said, and I will bless you and I will bless your descendants. And obviously, in the future, showing towards Christ Jesus, nah, the descendant of Abraham, the descendant of David. So beloved, this is an amazing promise that we can grab onto and say, you know what? Just like God said to Abraham that he doesn't have to be afraid. I am a child. I'm a spiritual child of Abraham because of faith in Jesus Christ. And because of that, I don't have to be afraid. And you know what? God is our shield. And we have him as our greatest reward. We don't need anything else. We don't need victories in life. We don't need to overcome our enemies. We don't need anything in life but God. Why? Because God is a shield. And what does a shield do? A shield protects. In those days when you went to war and you were in battle, you had a shield to protect you from the darts or the, you know, the things that was thrown at you, or somebody that would attack you with a spear. What happened was a shield was protection. And what God is saying to Abraham is that God would be a shield, a protector to Abraham, even from the powerful enemies that Abraham had. Absolutely amazing how God reaches out to Abraham while he's afraid. Beloved, how much more do you think that God is reaching out to us? All we need to do is we need to read what he says. We need to read the scriptures. We need to take what he says and make it our own. I don't have to be afraid of anything. Not because I think I'm superhuman and because I believe that I'm untouchable or anything like that. No, I have God as my reward. He is my exceedingly great reward. That's who I have. In a sense, I can say I have God on my side. Who can be against me? If God is on our side, who can be against us? Because isn't God the creator of the heaven and the earth? Isn't God the one who has full control over every aspect of life? Of course. Beloved, that's why we can trust him. And that's so absolutely amazing. So God is the shield who protects Abraham, and he protects us as well against all of our enemies. Doesn't matter what it is, whether it's visible enemies or invisible enemies. And let me tell you, if a visible enemy overcomes us and destroys us, we are still protected by God because he protects our soul for eternity. He is the one who protects us forever and ever. We might die now. We might even die now as when we are persecuted, or we die as martyrs, or for the sake of Christ, or we die now of natural causes or accident or whatever. The reality is that God is my shield, because what he does is He doesn't only protect me for now, he protects me for eternity. Which means if he takes me away from this life and places me into eternity, he does it because it is within his will. It is within his decision, within his eternal purposes, if I may. Beloved, God is our shield. Wow, what an amazing privilege do we have as God's people to be able to call God our shield, to say that he is our shield. He shields me. All right, from all my enemies. What can they do to me? Even if they kill this mortal body of mine, they cannot touch my soul for eternity because God has control over my body. God is in charge of my life. Beautiful, hey, isn't it? A beautiful privilege that we as saints have. Then the next one is we have the privilege as saints, as believers, to have God as our tower. Now, listen to this. This is David speaking. This is once again in a psalm. Psalm 61 verse 3. It says, "For you have been a shelter for me." Right? That's David's words. Nah? "You have been a shelter for me." And then he says, "A strong tower from the enemy." So it's kind of the same principle here. With Abraham, God is a shield for Abraham against his enemy, whatever the enemies are that would attack him. In Abraham's case, it was physical enemies, people that would retaliate against Abraham because Abraham had so many victories. And it became known that Abraham had so many enemies. And you know how it works? If somebody had a lot of victories, what would happen is somebody would rise up somewhere to fight that person just to prove that they are better. It's just how human nature works. And especially men work that way. But now, when we talk about the privilege that we have is to have God as our tower, here David speaks about the fact that God is a strong tower from the enemy. Now, one of the things that we need to understand about a tower in those days, in the ancient times, was that the tower basically stabilized the wall of the city. All right, so that's why they would have towers in the walls. Those walls would, if they only had to stand by themselves, would not be very, very strong. But because they put towers in them, it actually stabilized the city walls. But not only that, what they would do with these towers is they would put defenders in those towers to actually protect the wall and to protect the city from being overrun by the enemy. So these defenders would have different means of getting the enemy away from the wall because those towers would normally stick out in the front end. So if somebody had to attack the wall, they could be attacked from the towers. All right, so the towers were there, had defenders in it to basically protect the city, but it was also a place of refuge for the citizens of the city. So what would happen is the citizens would run into these towers, and even though the defenders are on top defending the people in the city, the people would take refuge in these towers. So the towers played a major big role in the cities of those days. So when we read in Psalm 61 verse 3 that David said, "For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from my enemy," or from the enemy, David is bringing into memory all the importance of the towers of those days in the city walls. All right, so if I can summarize what this meant for David was, God was David's stability. God was David's strength and his shelter, his defense, and God was his refuge. Now, the interesting thing is what David says here. He says, "For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy." David is actually announcing something enormous here. This is something profound. David is declaring that his army isn't his defender. His army is not the ones that is actually defending him, on his behalf, that is protecting him against the enemy, that is basically his strength, they're not sheltering him, it is God. You see, David needed God against his enemy, not the city. He didn't need strong walls. So what he does is, he says, God is. For me, God is a strong tower for me from the enemy. Beloved, that's a declaration, a beautiful declaration from David. Remember David, the king? And now David comes and he speaks and he says this about God. I think his army and his generals should have been offended by the fact that here comes David, the king, and he is saying that God is all of this. But that's the fact. For David, God was all of this. And beloved, that is so beautiful. So remember this. We don't need a strong tower in the sense of a tower that we can run into. We need God on our side. When God is on our side, when God is, what David said, a strong tower for the enemy must get through God first. Before the enemy can get to me, the enemy must get through God first. You see the implication here? God is my strong tower. And if God is my strong tower, then it means God is the first line of defense. Even long before my enemy can reach me, the enemy has to get through God. And if God says no, the enemy will not touch me. The enemy will not touch me because God is in control. God is a strong tower. That's one of the privileges that we have as a saint. And as saints, we have the privilege as well to have God as our shield. Oh, beloved, it is amazing. It is so, so beautiful, isn't it? Well, I'm going to end here. Otherwise, it's going to take too long. The Bible study is going to become too long. But God willing, next week, if it be God's will, then we're going to look at God as our light. Exciting, exciting. It means so much. All right, so, but for now, remember, we have the privilege to have God as our shield, and we have the privilege to have God as our tower, our strong tower, as David called it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can come to you in Jesus' precious name. Thank you for your love and kindness towards us. Oh, Father, thank you so much that you are our shield, that you are our strong tower. That before the enemy can reach us and get to us, they have to get through you first, whoever it is, whatever it is. Thank you that we can declare with Abraham, with David, that you are indeed our shield and our tower against the enemy. Oh, Father, thank you so much. We don't have to fear. Thank you so much for that. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Beloved, thank you very much for listening. I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you, that His face may shine upon you, and that He will give you His peace. God willing, until next time, bye-bye.